Welcome to the Real Ascent Podcast, where we intentionally use our life challenges and successes to build more impactful lives. We interview incredible guests who share their experiences to highlight the value of honest, raw conversations and deep human connection. I'm Dr. Michelle Snow, a multi-passionate entrepreneur who strives to create a life I truly love by learning from the lives of the people around me. And I want to share that journey with you to help you do the same. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Real Ascent Podcast. Let's chat about how it's not easy. It's not. And by it, I mean life. It's not easy. And I want to give you a friendly reminder that every day isn't rainbows and butterflies. And that's normal. You are normal. We all go through seasons of life, and sometimes it's one day after another that we have a really great day and we're feeling on top of it, and the next day we feel like we're dropping the ball big time. We all have those ups and downs and those cycles through our lives. So give yourself a little bit of grace and learn to recognize what that means for you. Giving yourself grace and what you need and what's helpful for you in those moments. To be fully transparent, recently I have felt like this because I have a lot on my plate. I'm in a different season. And I've kind of been feeling like I have been dropping the ball in a lot of ways, one of which being this podcast. And I haven't gotten as much content as I normally would and want to. And that is hard for me to wrap my brain around because I love offering this content and bringing that to you because I know how much it touches your lives. But I've simply had to forgive myself for dropping that ball and allow myself to simply move forward. Make it a new commitment to do better each and every day and recognize the little things I can do throughout each day to help myself in that process and build myself up and make those confidence deposits into my confidence bucket. For me, because my schedule has been so mentally, emotionally, and physically draining, I've had to recharge in all of those ways. So I want to share with you some things that have been helping me in this crazy season in hopes that it helps you as well. For me, the quiet downtime to recharge myself, because I am definitely more on the introvert side of the spectrum. And so I need that time to myself to recharge, relax, re-energize myself. That has been extra important during this season, that I allow myself to do that and simply relax into that routine. The second thing is doing some stuff that's fun. For me, I really like home decor and decorating, and so doing some little projects throughout my house have been good things for me to focus on and enjoy and brainstorm and create around. And that has been something joyful for me to do during this season, to spark a little bit of joy and fun into my day to day. And it's also cool because then when I'm spending time relaxing in my home, I get to enjoy the products of my labor. I get to see the fun, cute decor that I come up with and the changes that I make, and that is really rewarding and satisfying to me. But for you, find something that is fun to do and switch it up to keep things new and vibrant, and that pours a lot of energy into yourself. So find those things, even in little ways throughout your day, that you can introduce that fun into your life. And the last thing I want to touch on is setting up little wins or benchmarks along the way that can help revitalize you through this process and this busy season to get you through this time period. For me, I have a finite time where I am going to be covering for, and my schedule being so crazy busy and mentally and physically taxing. So I have this end date, right? But it's helpful for me to create these smaller benchmarks along the way that I can celebrate or do something of self-care that I can invest back into myself. And that helps me in the shorter increments to boost my morale and take care of my body and make sure that I'm staying healthy and energized so I can continue on and finish this whole busy season. So finding those little benchmarks can be really powerful for you to mentally take on a busy time or a big challenge and carry your energy and your strength and your determination throughout this season. I hope this episode was helpful for you and allowed you to start brainstorming what those things are in your life that will spark joy and recharge you and introduce a little bit of fun in your day-to-day and allow yourself to keep going and celebrate those little wins along your journey. As always, I want to thank you for investing your time with me today, for continuing to genuinely better yourself daily, and I'll catch you on the next episode.